This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Football Nation Week 10 in the NFL. I'm Bill Enright. With me, as always, is Todd DeVries. And Todd, did you know yesterday was our producer Kevin Collins' birthday?
Whoa! No, I did not.
That one snuck by us on Tuesday. We would have sent Kevin off with a proper send-off on Tuesday. We didn't know it was his birthday until that Facebook alert pops up and informs me of, you know, who I should be reaching out to.
I am a sincere happy birthday to Kevin.
Absolutely.
But I am completely anti-Facebook birthday.
I sort of am, too.
Can't stand it.
Yeah, it's sort of just kind of like a hollow gesture.
As a matter of fact, my birthday is hidden on Facebook. Because I can't stand when like 5 million
I thought that
people...
I thought that was so we all didn't figure out how old you were.
Dude, my birthday is Saturday.
Come on.
So there you go.
And how old does that make? What are you? Are you 57, 58?
61. You think about that.
What the hell are you guys up to now?
I can't stand the Facebook birthday thing.
Well, it's just a very like hollow type thing. You know what I mean?
See, here's what I do.
Your close buddies will like text you, call you, email you, you know, go out and have a beer with you or whatever.
So, Kevin, I apologize if I didn't, you know, reply on Facebook for your birthday, but I haven't. I'm kind of like an all or nothing guy. I figure I need to go all out on that, meaning I don't reply to anyone on their birthday. Otherwise, someone will get offended. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's a smart way to approach it.
Yeah, I just don't acknowledge any
birthdays.
And then
the other thing that sucks about birthdays on Facebook is you do get like hundreds of messages like that are just like two words, happy birthday or happy birthday man or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do you acknowledge all these messages? You know what I mean?
Because
you're really like half these people I haven't talked to in 5 years. Some of them I haven't talked to in 10 years. Some of them I've never even met before. And it's just sort of like, eh. I don't know. I feel like I don't want. I just sort of I took the cop out route, and I just kind of thanked everyone in one little status post and was like, "Thank you for all the birthday wishes."
See, this shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be that hard, you know.
I think I might have to go the Todd route and just take my birthday right off that thing.
Yeah, that's what I did. Bill, you chime me into this conversation?
I mean, I said happy birthday to him.
Yeah. Well, hey, if I had known it was his birthday, I mean, Bill, when it's your birthday, I shoot you a text, you know.
Yeah,
because Bill's your friend, and I'm chopped liver. I get it. I see how it is.
I hit you up on Skype, too.
No, Bill, I'm not. You did your obligatory thing. Todd, on the other hand.
Here, hold on a minute.
My name is Chop Liver to Todd, apparently.
Happy birthday, man. There you go. I just sent it across.
There you go.
Sorry, I'll put belated.
You know what the most underrated birthday greeting is Christmas is my favorite holiday. And one of my favorite things to do as a kid would be to watch that old school cartoon Frosty the Snowman.
Right.
And right at the start of it, when he basically comes to life, he just goes, Happy birthday! That's like my favorite thing ever. So the whole day yesterday I was walking around at the bar last night just being like, Happy birthday. Nobody got it, but it's okay.
Clean shaven, Kevin Collins, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's the mustache is coming in. It's coming in.
Oh, it
is? Yeah, it's definitely an uphill battle. I can't grow hair on my head or my face or my dirt lip, apparently, as my friends call it. But I'm trying to grow the mustache for Movember and raise a little bit of money for men's health and cancer awareness. So I shaved, and I really haven't shaved since that first clean swipe where I got rid of the goatee.
Right.
So I think when I shave this weekend, you'll start to see a little bit of that like shadow lip coming through, you know. But right now it's a struggle. It's like I can grow it on my chin, I can grow it kind of on my cheeks, but I'm having trouble with that upper lip area.
What players from the Pats are also taking part in the Movember?
I'm not sure.
Any of them?
I haven't really seen any of them lately. They haven't been around. But no, I bet a bunch. We had, now that you mentioned it, Bill, we had a thing on Monday morning, I think it was on the early side, where they were out on the field with Gillette, who's got the naming rights to the stadium up here, and they had like those kind of professional-looking, kind of rustic 1920s barbershop guys that shave you with the blade.
Oh, I like that.
And so they shaved a couple of the Patriots players and a couple of the Revolution soccer players, in order to get them.
I saw that actually.
Yeah, in order to get them kind of started for Movember.
Right.
And I know that there's been a lot of shaving going on in terms of like the Red Sox beards were shaved for charity, I think, by some Gillette people. And that was to raise money for like the Jimmy Fund and whatnot, which is Dana-Farber's Cancer Research Institute. Okay. So there's a lot of good stuff in terms of like men's health in November, whereas October was pretty much the ladies' month.
Right.
So we're rebounding strong here, but my dirt lip, as they call it, is coming in very slow. I need to put some fertilizer on my top lip or something. It's been tough.
So here we are heading into week 10, gentlemen, and we have somewhat of a ho-hum matchup on Thursday night, as we've been saying pretty much all season long. Redskins and the Vikings start things off for week 10. Who do we think is winning this matchup?
Redskins.
Easily? Is it going to be a good game?
Bill, it's never a good game on Thursday night. Although last week was okay. Last week was okay. Maybe that's the start of a trend. I think the Redskins have a lot to play for, Bill. I think they realize that despite their horrendous start, the rest of the teams in the NFC East are equally horrendous.
Right.
The Redskins are 3-5. And, you know, the Eagles play the Packers. I know that Aaron Rodgers is out, but still, the Eagles probably lose that game. Eagles would be 4-6 if they lose that game. And the Cowboys, who are at 5-4, play the Saints. Another losable game. So my point is the Redskins could easily find themselves a half game out of first place if they win tonight.
You remember back to last year, the Redskins got hot in the second half of the season, and we'll see if they can continue to do that or if they follow that trend in 2013 as well. I think last week, Todd, if the Redskins do go far this year, we're going to look back to the Week 9 game against the San Diego Chargers, and before they went into overtime, the Chargers had first and goal from, like, the 2-yard line, and the Redskins shut them down, and they forced overtime. And we'll look back to that drive and say, you know what, that was a mark in their season where they really got things going in the right direction and became a contender.
That was actually a pretty big swing game for the Chargers, too, Bill.
I mean, yeah.
The Chargers go 5-3. They win that one. Let me take you into my world for that game. I was actually picking my daughter up from a practice, so I had to swing out of the house for like 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on my phone, and my iPhone, and I'm watching the play-by-play. You know, just the words that
right.
coming across, and you know the Chargers are driving, and then Danny Woodhead scores touchdown. And I'm like, yes, you know, excited to see a little last-minute win. I like the Chargers, and. Then I kind of like put my phone away for a minute or two, got my daughter, got in the car, started driving home, and on the radio I hear that it's overtime. I'm like, what the hell happened? And, you know, Danny Woodhead was not into the end zone, and the rest is history.
You know, you bring up a good point there with Woodhead, because if they ruled him a touchdown first and then they retracted it, why didn't they have the ball on like the 1-inch yard line? Instead they gave him the ball on like the 2.
I know, I saw the replay later, I didn't understand that.
So, are we still talking, by the way, Rook just walked out. You were talking about the Redskins game, right, from this
Correct.
Past weekend? So, that was one of the 1 o'clock games, and I was just getting ready to leave the studio here to jog out to the field to do our game at 4:25. Can you guys, I never saw the highlights. They were, what is it, the Chargers were on, you said, like the 2 or 3 yard line. There was
yep.
a ball down, it looked like, was it Ryan Matthews or somebody that got
Danny
down?
Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead got near the pylon. It was ruled a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then right as the review started, I got pulled out of the studio onto the field. And I'm thinking there's what? Bill, there was 20 seconds left, 25 seconds
yep.
left maybe?
And
I'm thinking, they're going to get it in and it's going to be over. And then all of a sudden I look up maybe 15 minutes later at the score ticker in the bowl and it's like 30-24 Washington in overtime. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Right, so they overruled the touchdown.
Okay, which I could have guessed. I didn't think he got in.
They reversed the touchdown.
Okay,
and then they threw. I believe they threw a pass to Antonio Gates, kind of like one of those jump ball situations, which he didn't get.
Okay,
he overthrew. I don't want to say overthrew. The ball was uncatchable for Keenan Allen.
And is this ball? We're talking about the ball on the 1 yard line, probably, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they had to go into overtime.
And did they have no timeouts left? Is that why they didn't run it?
Actually, no, they ran it once.
Once, used their last timeout.
Right, and then 2 passes.
And then they figured, if we get stuffed again, we don't have time to get the field goal team out there, so we have to throw it. That's probably what they were thinking.
Because
there was only like 20 seconds left when I left.
Yep.
So it's like if you use your last timeout.
No, they kicked the field goal.
No, but what I'm saying is if they ran the ball and you said they got stuffed and they used the timeout, right?
It was second and one.
Okay.
Woodhead gets out on the goal line. They ruled it a touchdown. They reversed it. So now it's first and one from the goal line.
From the goal line.
Woodhead up the middle, no gain.
Timeout.
21 seconds, and then the next play was 17 seconds. So I'm guessing they called.
Yeah,
they must
have called the timeout. So that must have been their last one.
Rivers to Gates, incomplete. Rivers to Allen, incomplete. Novak for the 19-yard field goal.
So what I'm guessing was that timeout after that first down run was probably their last one.
It had to be.
Yeah, because they would have, if I were the Chargers, and if I had timeouts left, I would have definitely tried to pound it in more than once in there.
I don't know why they were trying to run the ball with Danny Woodhead up the middle instead of Ryan Matthews.
Why wouldn't you be using Ryan,
Or Ronnie Brown.
Exactly. That's puzzling.
You know.
But yeah, I was stunned to see that score, guys, when I came in. I thought, I'm in these, pick 'em pools where you have to pick every game against the spread every week. And that was basically a pick 'em game. I think Washington was like a half point favorite in the pool that I was in. And I was like, and I picked Washington, and I was like, oh, I lost that one. I jog out to the field. I look up, and Washington won in overtime. And I was like, great.
All right, that was like decades ago. Let's focus on that week 10 now. Redskins and Vikings tonight. I don't know why, Kevin. It's Thursday. How do you not follow up on what happened in that game?
I don't know. It just dawned on me through my hangover from last night that I never figured out how they won. Sorry. I'm playing hurt today.
Why? Oh, because you're hungover.
My head is like a freight train running through my head right now. I almost fell asleep during Rook's show.
Well,
guy came in, opened the door behind me, woke me up, startled me, scared the crap out of me. I forgot where I was.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen today.
So if you go to a break and you just hear nothing, just keep talking.
All right, well, we'll do. Two pretty prominent fantasy football players tonight, running back position, Adrian Peterson and Alfred Morris, who was getting screwed last week in that same game when we saw Darrell Young have three touchdowns. Who do you think has more fantasy points tonight? Adrian Peterson, who hang on one second, Todd, because I know you're going to jump down my throat and, of course, say Adrian Peterson. But before last week, we were all kind of questioning why Peterson hasn't been getting the ball more. He had, I believe it was 23 carries in the previous two games combined, and then all of a sudden he got 24 carries last night or last week. So before you jump down my throat, which running back is going to have more? And remember, it wasn't too long ago when Peterson wasn't performing like Peterson.
Peterson was not giving a chance to perform. The big difference. You're right. Here are his attempts, rushing attempts. Last week you mentioned it, 140 yards off of 25 carries, Bill.
Crazy,
right?
Crazy.
Week before that, 13 carries. Week before that, 13 carries. Week before that, 10 carries. I mean, what the hell were they doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. It
could happen again.
No. I think they realize what they did wrong. It's time to give this guy the ball. Please.
So no question, Peterson has more points than Alfred Morris tonight.
Yes, because, Bill, the Shanahanigans are in full effect now. In Washington, there's some fullback scoring touchdowns for them now. Who can predict what's going to happen with the Washington running game?
Not me. That's why I stayed away from Alfred Morris, who's actually having a really good year. But it drives fantasy managers crazy when a couple weeks ago against the Chicago Bears, it's Roy Helu running into the end zone three times. And this past weekend, it's Darrell Young, the fullback, running into the end zone three times.
Yeah, five carries, three touchdowns for that punk.
Oh, craziness.
I mean, fantasy-wise, that just drives you crazy. What are you supposed to do? Pierre Garçon's not scoring touchdowns. Alfred Morris is barely scoring touchdowns. RG3's not running anything in. He's not even throwing touchdown passes. It's a guy named Darrell Young. Darrell Young. I can't even pronounce his name. He's from Villanova, Bill.
Fullback.
He's from Amityville, New York, age 26.
Oh, Amityville. I know where that is.
Yeah, Amityville Horror.
Sure.
So there you go. This guy is the latest vulture in town. Now, in his previous four games, the guy had two carries, Bill.
I believe he's had like one touchdown throughout his entire career.
Yeah. So when you ask me who's going to have more fantasy points, how in the world can you say it's going to be Alfred Morris over the best running back in the whole league when, you know, Roy Helu and this young character are lurking around.
That's true.
Who knows who's going to score? Like, you know, maybe RG3 will run two in tonight instead of Alfred Morris.
Yeah, that could be a problem too.
Now, if Alfred Morris was the number one guy and there was no Young getting carries and there's no Roy Helu or Evan Royster or anybody else on the roster touching the ball, then it's Alfred Morris. You know, I think that you could put him on par with Adrian Peterson, who's having a down year, but not the way it currently is constructed. I've got Adrian Peterson in one league, and I'm obviously starting him without any question.
Both of these defenses for the Redskins and the Vikings are absolutely pitiful at this point, so you should see a lot of fantasy points from Peterson, Morris, Pierre Garçon, Robert Griffin III, and the tight end for the Redskins, Jordan Reed. But we know the Thursday night games are not very exciting, and they have been major letdowns thus far. Todd, there's a pretty big college game tonight. Actually, two big college games tonight. Oregon and Stanford and Oklahoma versus Baylor, which is pretty interesting because RG3 went to Baylor and Peterson went to Oklahoma. So as those two professionals now face off against each other, so will their alma maters.
Yeah, good point, Bill. And they're number 6 and number 10 in the country. And the other game's 3 versus 5. So you get two top 10 college football teams all playing on Thursday night. Makes little sense.
much more exciting than the NFL game. Maybe the college game. Maybe whoever makes the college schedules realized, hey, the NFL's not getting it done on Thursday night. We have to take advantage of that and put some quality games on. Try to steal some audience. Get a little bit of a share, a market share.
Yeah, the fact that they pre-scheduled the Stanford-Oregon game is, you know, everyone knew that those two teams would be solid this year. But Baylor's been a pleasant surprise. So, yeah, I'll be honest, Bill, I'm going to be watching more college tonight than NFL.
Wow, okay.
It's going to take a pretty compelling Redskin-Viking game to keep me tuned in, you know?
Compelling how? Like if it's close game?
38-35. Close game, high scoring.
A lot of scoring.
Right. If it's 10-3 with a minute left in the half, you know, I'm not going to be exactly excited.
Right.
And the one touchdown is from Daryl Young. Fullback dive.
Right up the middle. Terrible.
Now, Bill, little over-under for you here, okay?
Okay.
Fantasy points. Over-under. Yeah. Pierre Garçon, over-under, 10.5 fantasy points.
I'm going to go over there because the Vikings defense, man, they need help in the secondary. They're really banged up back there, and I think Garçon has a really good game tonight.
RG3, over-under, 17.5 fantasy points.
Ooh. I'm going to stick with the over there because you mentioned it, Todd. Maybe it's not Darrell Young or Roy Helu getting into the end zone, but it could be RG3 stealing some goal line carries away from Alfred Morris. So I'm going to go with over.
Okay. Over-under, Jordan Reed, 65 yards.
Over. I'm banking on some offense tonight.
You're banking on some offense?
Yes.
Okay.
I am. Neither of these teams play defense.
How about RG3 over under 32.5 rushing yards?
Over.
All right. He's gone over 3 times this year.
3 out of 9? 3 out of 8?
Mm-hmm. 3 out of 8.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think?
Under.
Under, huh?
I think he's going to need that. He needs one big run, and that's all it is one big run. You know, he needs like a 15 to 20 yarder. If he can get like a 15 to 20 yard scramble, I think he'll be all right with that, but I don't think he's going to get it.
Okay. Interesting.
What do you think about that?
I think he gets it. Okay. I think he gets a couple 15, 10 yard runs.
Anybody on the Vikings other than Adrian Peterson worth starting in fantasy?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Listen, keep in mind, Kyle Rudolph's out, and he was questionable.
Yeah.
He was a questionable starter.
I mean, don't you agree with me that the Redskins are going to win this game? I mean, they've got everything to play for here. The Vikings have nothing to play for. They're 1-7. They're just terrible. The Redskins lose this game, and they're 3-6. You know, that's... I just can't see it happening.
I agree with you. I don't understand the Vikings situation at quarterback. You know, they signed Josh Freeman and they brought in, you know, Christian Ponder was back in and out of the lineup, and then they were using Matt Cassel and then Josh Freeman, and now they're back to Ponder. that kind of inconsistency can't be good for the offensive coordinator. Can't be good for the can't be good for the wide receivers. Can't be good for the offensive line. It's just too many variables there. Yeah, Way too many.
You know, I'm also kind of a big believer in a team like the Vikings who, you know, they have very little to play for. Last week they should have won. They should have beat Dallas. It would have been a nice little feather in their cap for a bad season.
Right.
And they let it slip away at the very end. I see that carrying over in this game. Slow start tonight. RG3's got – I just think that if I had to predict the score for tonight, it's going to be 31-17.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm with you there. 17, 14 points for the Vikings, somewhere around that area. Certainly see that happening. All right, enough about the Thursday night game. Todd, how about the Monday night game? This game might be even worse. We have the winless Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the bullies, the Miami Dolphins, who have a lot of controversy right now because of Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin. But at what point in the offseason did you ever think, when you're looking at the schedule for Monday night games, oh, that Miami Dolphins and Tampa Bay Buccaneer game is really going to be a good matchup? Like, the NFL must really want the Florida demographic to be tuning in this week.
I don't get it.
The Bucs are winless. They're winless.
Well, even if the Bucs are 4-4, who cares?
Yeah.
Even if Doug Martin was having a good year and they're 4-4, who cares? It's the Buccaneers.
Oh, just terrible.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, there's some Monday night matchups, Bill, where, you know, you can understand what they were looking for when they when they match the teams up, and then there's just, you know, disappointment, flops. But this one, I mean, this is not appealing to me. No matter when in the offseason, you know, this game does not appeal to me. I mean, you, Bill, were a little higher on the Dolphins than me. You were kind of like Mr. Tannehill preseason.
A little bit, I was.
Yeah,
I thought they spent a lot of money on offensive playmakers. A lot of money. Mike Wallace they brought in, Dustin Keller they brought in, Brandon Gibson they brought in. Now two of those three players are out for the season with an ACL injury, and the third one got so much money from the Dolphins that he's living it up down there in Miami and forgetting about that his responsibility is to be a professional football player.
Well, now they're going to be spending a lot of money on lawyers. Richie Incognito nonsense. I mean, that's the other thing. ESPN, I mean, they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have storylines to talk about before every game, you know. A couple weeks ago, they had to talk about the Adrian Peterson tragedy. Remember when it was the Vikings-Giants? It was, like, probably the worst matchup ever on Monday night. And, you know, it's a downer because, well, first of all, the game's a downer. And then half the time, they're talking about Adrian Peterson and his poor son that passed away. Yeah. Here, all you're going to hear about is this Richie Incognito thing, which is going to be beaten to death over the next 4 days anyway. Are you really going to hear about this on Monday night all day on ESPN and all night and in so between boring plays and cameras panning the crowd and all that stuff?
Right.
It's just awful.
I agree.
What is the worst possible game right now you could put on Monday Night Football? Taking the Jaguars out of it.
It would have to be the Buccaneers.
Bucks-Vikings?
Yeah, maybe the Bucks-Vikings. Bucks and Rams. Tampa Bay has to be involved because they're winless. And then Jacksonville's the other winless game.
I would say, I mean, just from a...
This game's pretty close.
this is right up there. If you take the Jags out of it, Tampa Bay-St. Louis, Tampa Bay... I mean, even at least Adrian Peterson, at least he's someone to watch, you know?
Yeah.
There's potential that he could take over a game, and that's kind of fun to watch. That's what I'm looking for tonight. Yeah, I guess my point is you can't get much worse than this. This is two train wrecks. You got the Shiano man and his MRSA crew, and then you got the bullies on the other side and all sorts of legal mess going on over there. Not to mention, Bill, you know, the aforementioned Ryan Tannehill has, what, 40% of his O-line not starting now?
That's terrible. Yep.
So, what does that do for them? I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucs get a win on Monday night.
You think the Bucs get their first win?
The Buccaneers get the win, and they carry the Shiano man off on their shoulders.
I doubt that happens.
And then they carry him into the locker room, and then the hazmat suits come out after they're done, and they scrub things up in there.
I'll tell you who won't be a contributor if the Buccaneers do win on Monday, and that's Doug Martin. Because if you heard me on Tuesday, I was very, very upset at the sheer thought of people putting Doug Martin into their fantasy lineups. Hasn't practiced all week. Isn't cleared to play. So it looks like I was right about Doug Martin not being a good fantasy option for Week 10.
I was kind of rooting for him to play.
I bet you were, Todd, because you would have liked to see me squirm and write everyone all these handwritten notes. But as always, or as usual...
Well, you called them hand notes.
Hand notes.
Yeah, handwritten notes. You called them hand notes.
I know, I was getting a little excited. you could have corrected me.
Nah, we went with it.
I know, hand note.
Yeah.
I was fully prepared to write my hand notes... But as usual, when it comes to fantasy football, I know what the heck I'm talking about. And Doug Martin hasn't even seen the practice field yet.
So what? He doesn't need to practice.
Yeah. He's not playing.
Just one carry is all I need. All I'm asking for.
Nope. Not going to get it.
One carry.
Not right. going to get it.
All right. So that's Monday night's game. But you know what, Bill? There's three primetime games this week.
Yeah.
So far, we have two strikes.
Two stinkers.
There's one on Sunday night that might wet your whistle a little bit, Bill. Well, Saints-Cowboys, baby.
That's the one we're looking forward to. We think that's going to be a good game. A really exciting, fun game, as Kevin put it the other day, to kind of wrap up all the action on Sunday. That's why I love Sunday night football so much, is you kind of get to digest all of the action from earlier in the day. And then when you have Al Michaels taking over the broadcast booth, and you know you have an exciting matchup like we do with the Cowboys and the Saints this weekend, it's just a nice little nightcap to finish off a busy Sunday.
It's a good matchup, you know. Saints. I mean, everyone, you know, love them or hate them, Cowboys are always an interesting team to watch. And they're in the mix. They're winning their division at the moment. Saints coming off a loss last week. You know, it's a 6-2, 5-4, good matchup, man. Potentially a playoff preview. You think Dallas is going to make it to the playoffs, Bill?
I don't know. Let's see if the Redskins get hot.
If the Redskins are the team, catch them.
Yeah, you know, the Cowboys. They just always seem. They always find a way to blow it.
Yeah, they do. Looking at the last couple Sunday night games, Bill, 3 weeks ago you had the Colts 39-33 over Denver. That was an awesome game. Sunday night you had Green Bay 44-31 over the Vikings. And then last week you had the Colts over the Texans 27-24.
Yeah. Hmm.
So pretty, you know, decent games last couple weeks.
I think the next couple weeks on Sunday night they're going to get really good.
Well, next week, you're right. Next week, you got Kansas City at Denver. And then after that, Denver at New England. Pretty good. This is the start of three pretty damn good games.
Then they can
flex things around. They're in the flex mode now, right?
Right.
Because the next one after that is Giants-Washington.
Oh, God, they're going to flex that one.
Yeah, they'll flex that one out. And then Atlanta-Green Bay.
They'll flex that one, too.
Probably. And then after that, you got Cincy-Pittsburgh.
They might flex that one, too.
And the final one is Patriots-Ravens.
They'll probably keep that one because something tells me with the injuries to the Bengals defense, the Ravens may be looking for that division title again.
Yeah, it's a long way off, but yeah.
Yeah, right.
So we got three good ones in a row, so I'm going to enjoy that.
Absolutely, absolutely. A couple injury news to get to here, Todd. Green Bay Packers situation with Aaron Rodgers likely out 4 to 6 weeks with that broken collarbone. What do you think this does to their playoff chances?
Well, I'll tell you what. Before I kind of analyzed it, I was like, well, maybe they can hang in there. You know, I kind of went down the schedule and was like, well, you know, maybe they'll hang around. But the problem is this, Bill. The Carolina Panthers are their problem. Because you look at just the sheer number of slots for the NFC playoffs, right? You got six teams. Someone's coming out of the NFC. There's one. Someone's two team. Well, at least the Saints are coming out of the South, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's two. NFC West, and I think San Fran and Seattle are both going to be in. So there's four. So then someone's winning the NFC North. If you don't think it's the Packers, right? If you think it's going to be the Lions or the Bears. Well, now you're talking about one playoff spot for either the Packers or the Panthers to get to. So my whole point with this is the Panthers are streaking, man. Won four in a row. Yep. They got the Niners this week in a huge, colossal game. Even if they lose that game, Bill, the Panthers are a team to watch. Their defense is on fire. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton's playing well. That's the team that if you're a Packers fan, you got to be rooting against the next couple weeks.
Yeah, certainly.
The sad thing is, Bill, is this is the stretch where the Packers should have just blown away the next couple opponents. I mean, they get the Eagles at home, at the Giants, and then the Vikings at home.
Easy peasy.
And that's three of the worst teams in the NFC.
Right.
I mean, the Eagles are up and down. And the you could say the Giants are starting to play better.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it's the Packers.
Not much. Yeah. Right.
So now, Seneca Wallace, I mean, all these games are up in the air. Who knows what will happen in these games?
Do you think the Bears or the Lions are going to take home that division? Now, remember, Jay Cutler's expected to play this weekend.
Yeah. Can you trust the Lions, Bill? You're Lions. You made the prediction.
That's right.
Can you trust them?
I can. I think they're playing great.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I'd have to say they're probably the favorite. If Aaron Rodgers is out closer to 6 weeks than four.
I don't think they have a shot.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm getting at is if Aaron Rodgers – so basically, we're counting – there's no way Aaron Rodgers is going to be back for Thanksgiving then.
I don't know. I don't think so. And that's the kind of the date that we originally circled.
Well, that's 3 weeks from today.
Right. No, that's not happening.
Yeah. So
wow, Thanksgiving's really 3 weeks from today? Holy moly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy, flies.
Luckily, you know, we're in such good shape we can afford to pack on a couple pounds on that week because, you know, we've been fit as a fiddle here the first couple months of the football season, Bill. I haven't gained a single pound. Sitting on my butt on Sundays, firing down food.
I packed on about 15.
How much do you pack on Thanksgiving weekend?
You know, I don't go crazy. I'm more of a Thanksgiving dessert guy. Pumpkin pie, apple crisp, that kind of stuff. You know, I eat some turkey, I eat some stuffing, I eat some corn, some sweet potatoes. But I don't go bonkers on Thanksgiving. I work. I'm working half most of the day. Three games on, you know, it's... I barely get to the table.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Packers are in trouble, man. No doubt about it.
It's good news for the Bears with Jay Cutler coming back. I mean, he tore his groin muscle. He was expected to miss more than a month, but he's coming back a little early. So we'll see if he comes back too early and he aggravates it. Or maybe the Bears see a window of opportunity here with Aaron Rodgers going down. They want to strike while the iron's hot.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The Lions-Bears game this weekend is a monster game. We haven't really talked about it. And really, you don't hear a lot of people talking about it. But that's a huge game, given what we just talked about. Packers are wounded. It's there for the taking. Whoever wins this game is in first place in that division, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
And that's a huge game. Now, in the first one, the Lions won 40-32. So if they can win this one, the Lions, then they hold a tiebreaker over the Bears. So huge game this week for them.
Right. All right, what do you say we just we take a break here on Football Nation? We're going to take your fantasy football phone calls, 855-728-7500, and you can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Try to help people set their lineups for Week 10 in the world of fantasy football. Plus, we got the Football Nation Power Rankings.
Uh-oh.
And we'll give you a little bit of a playoff picture because, hey, with the Patriots on a bye, you know, some of you fans out there, you might want to root for some odd teams, maybe some teams that you normally wouldn't cheer for with the Pats on a bye, but it's all about the playoffs at this point in the season. So that's all coming up next right here on Patriots.com Radio.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation. New England Patriots may be on a bye, but I'll tell you what, Pat fans, you should still be watching all the action in Week 10 in the NFL because, as Todd and I are about to explain, the AFC playoff picture
is looking a little bit fuzzy at this point. You have the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. You have the Pats at 7-2. AFC North is a little bit up in the air, but there are some games this weekend that can kind of help the Pats almost not solidify home field advantage, but certainly help them in the long run.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to watch. I think this is a very interesting second half of the season in the AFC, Bill. I just think that there's so many big games coming up involving the Chiefs and the Broncos. The Colts are in the mix. The Patriots are going to have a couple big ones. So there's going to be a lot of jockeying for position, especially in the next month.
All right, so, Todd, the Kansas City Chiefs are right now the number one team in the AFC. They're 9-0. But the thing about the Chiefs, they play the Broncos twice and they play the Chargers twice. Do we think they split those four matchups?
Split. Yeah, I think that's probably a safe bet.
I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, do we think they can beat the Broncos once and maybe lose to the Chargers once? They're not beating the Broncos twice.
I don't think so.
They might lose to the Broncos twice, though.
Yeah, I think just go with 2-2. Two and two.
So if they go 2-2 the rest of the way, or you know, in the next four games, and then all of a sudden Denver has the same record as them, you know, Pat fans really should be rooting for the San Diego Chargers this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we talked about the Patriots are gunning for the bye, you know.
Right.
They want those top two spots, and the Chargers are no threat. So, yeah, absolutely, they're rooting for the Chargers.
So, yeah, I mean, if the Patriots want that bye, the team that they have to worry about right now, Denver, Kansas City, and Indianapolis. So that's why I'm bringing up the Chargers beating the Broncos this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
You need that to happen. They need that to happen.
Right. Yeah, you're rooting for the Chargers to throw everything out of whack because the Chargers play these teams so many times.
Right.
The Chargers are kind of the team that, you know, they're 4-4, so they're not really threatening the Patriots at 7-2 at all.
Exactly.
And yet they play, you know, they play each team twice. They have four games against these guys. So I think that the Patriots fans should I think they'd sign up for, if you look at it from a Chargers point of view, Bill, I think they'd sign up right now for the Chargers going kind of go 2-2 against those teams somehow. I think they would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
They should become honorary San Diego Charger fans.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and then the second game this weekend that Pat fans should be paying attention to is the Rams and the Colts. And, yeah, you need a miracle for St. Louis to win, but you certainly don't want Indianapolis you don't want to see Indianapolis win again.
Yeah. What kind of chance do you give them?
See, that one's tough because I don't believe the Rams are capable of beating the Colts. I think the Colts are maybe we're going to go over our power rankings a little bit, but I think the Colts are a top five team in the entire NFL right now.
Yeah, and it's at the Colts.
Right, it's in Indianapolis, sure.
So, hey, you know, the Colts, they looked shaky against the Texans.
Yep.
Right? They had a comeback, and hey, maybe they unfortunately used the Gary Kubiak thing to their advantage because the Texans came out so flat in that second half.
Yeah.
You can only imagine what was going on in the locker room at halftime when they caught wind of what was going on with their head coach. Texans looked great in the first half. They just lost all their fire, all their mojo second half. I don't know if that's anything to do with Kubiak, but I have a feeling there was something to do with Kubiak. So my point is Colts weren't all that great last week. You know, they're trying to figure out their way on offense without Reggie Wayne. Trent Richardson's still a non-factor. And it's all up to Andrew Luck to kind of steer the ship there. So I'm not going to rule out the Rams upsetting them. The Rams have upset plenty of teams and tied plenty of favorites in the last couple of years.
Right.
I think there's a slight chance of an upset there.
I mean, the Colts did lose to the Miami Dolphins, and I don't put the Dolphins that much ahead of the St. Louis Rams.
No.
And I'll tell you what, once again, San Diego Chargers came in and helped the Patriots week 6. They beat the Colts 19-9 on Monday Night Football, so there they are again. Pat fans should be very thankful for the Chargers this year.
Absolutely.
They're going to be the gift that keeps on giving.
Another game that the Patriot fans should be just keeping an eye on is Bengals-Ravens, Bill.
Now, this game's interesting because it's almost an NFC North or AFC North, you know, not battle for first place, but certainly things could be swinging in the direction toward the Ravens and away from the Bengals.
Well, it's a must-win for the Ravens.
You don't think it's a must-win for the Bengals, too?
No. The Bengals are 6-3. The Ravens are 3-5.
All right, so if the Bengals
lose, Bill, they're 3-6, and they're another team in their division 7-3. I mean, they're done. If the Bengals lose, yeah, it's not good. They're 6-4, yeah. But they're still a game and a half up on the Ravens.
Right.
Must win for the Ravens. I'm not saying they will, but and if I'm a Patriot fan, I'm rooting for the Ravens.
You and I both like the Bengals in the preseason, and they're off to a great start, 6-3. But you know what? Losing Geno Atkins, that's just as bad as probably the Pats losing Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, you know, that's a huge injury. And the way they lost their last game, Bill, I mean, you lose on a safety? Really?
Oh, terrible.
You know, so they could and be they could be tied with the Patriots right now, 7-2. If it wasn't for, you know, I thought they played poorly down the stretch in that game. So.
Yep.
So this is a game you got to watch. You know, Patriot fans root for the Ravens, knock the Bengals down another peg. As we all know, the Bengals have the tiebreaker on the Patriots, right?
Yep.
So that's another team that you got to hope loses.
Rams, Chargers, and Ravens, that's who the Pats need to win this weekend. I think the shot of that happening, I think they go 2-3 from a Pats fan perspective.
2 of 3?
Yeah, 2 of the 3. Ravens, maybe the Chargers don't win. Actually, 1 of 3. The Ravens. The Ravens are the only team that's going to help. But don't sleep on the Chargers, man. I'm telling you, something about San Diego, I like them this year.
You and I have been talking about it. San Diego and the AFC, Carolina and the NFC, watch out.
Yep.
Dangerous teams.
All right, so that was a quick little breakdown of who the Pats can be watching this weekend since New England is on a bye. Our number here is 855-728-7500. We're taking your fantasy football lineup questions for Week 10 throughout the show. So we're going to bring on Nathan from California, who's in the 10-team PPR league. What's up, Nathan?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Nathan! Do you get that all? Do you get that all the time?
Never even heard of it until I heard you answer my email the other day. Never even heard of it.
Summer Heights High?
Yeah.
On HBO?
Yeah, I never watched it. Never had HBO. I got all those channels. Never had the excess cable pack. So.
Well, did you look it up on YouTube?
No, I didn't yet, but I'll have to do that.
Oh, my God, what a letdown.
I know.
It's not Summer Heights High. I forget what the show... No. Well, listen, just give me a minute here. It's the same actor. He does all different characters. The first season was Summer Heights High. The second season was called something entirely different. But it's the same guy.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about, Bill.
You don't?
Bill.
What the heck? Kevin, you don't have any idea? Angry Boys, it was called, the second season. Angry Boys.
Angry Boys?
Yeah.
You did an Angry Boys reference.
Yes. It is so funny. Nathan! Oh, man. I'm telling you right now, there are people out there that watch that show and think it was hilarious and are laughing at me by bringing that up. But for those of you that don't listen, for those of you that don't trust my opinion when it comes to comedic genius on television, then you guys can go out living your lives and just know that you're missing out on a great show.
Bill, I bet you, if you've heard of this show, if you've watched this show, email us right now. Bill, you won't get more than one email on this.
Ah, well, that's unfortunate. You guys are missing out. All right, back to Nathan in Southern California. What do you got for us, my man?
So I had a couple of questions. First, Todd, I think it was Todd, last week you explained your loss to your neighbor with that Goldman Tate touchdown.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Your neighbor taunting you like 35 yards until the mailbox.
Yep.
Anyway, it provided a pretty good visual. But I got a win this week. I'm going against my wife, and she is number one in our league right now.
Wow.
Your wife?
Yes. And I have a whole stack of laundry bet on this match.
Oh, it's terrible.
We haven't done that in a few months, man. So I got a lot riding on this. But my quarterback's Luck. My receivers are D-Jack. I've got Demaryius Thomas. My other receivers are Harry Douglas. And then I picked up Moore from the Saints. And then my running backs are Lacy, Morris. And then I just picked up Brown. And then some of my other guys are on a bye. So I'm kind of wondering who I should put in my flex spot because I really need a big bump in my flex position to get me going.
All right, so you start two running backs, two wide receivers, and then you can put a flex in there?
Yeah, I also have Martellus Bennett for a tight end as a possible flex option. I'm playing Reed over him.
Yeah, that's fine. Did you say B-Jax as in Vincent or D-Jax as in Deshaun?
Deshaun.
Okay, so you got Deshaun Jackson. And who was your other wide receiver?
Here, besides Demaryius Thomas, Barry Douglas, okay. Lance Moore.
Eddie Lacy and Alfred Morris. So you're starting the two running backs.
Yep, and then I could do Andre Brown as a flex.
I like the move to pick him up, but I'm not starting him this week. I'd rather see what he can do on the football field, see how involved he really is before you just plug him into your starting lineup. Luckily, you got some really great wide receiver options where you don't really need him this week.
Okay.
All right, so Demaryius Thomas and Deshaun Jackson are in. And then to me, it becomes a question of Lance Moore or Harry Douglas. And with Harry Douglas taking on Seattle and the Legion of Boom, I'm going to go with Lance Moore.
One other option I had was picking up Terrence Williams from the Cowboys. He's off waivers, and I could pick him up.
Yeah, now you're starting to get it. Now you're starting to, that's close, too. I like Lance Moore if Marquise Colson doesn't play. But I like Terrence Williams if Colson does play, and then I drop down Lance Moore a little bit. And you're likely not going to know until Sunday night. You know, they're playing in the same game, so that helps you out a little bit.
Is this PPR?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I like Lance Moore this week. I really like Lance Moore this week. I don't think Colson's going to end up playing. And I like the idea of getting Terrence Williams. If you have two tight ends, Jordan Reed is fine. I would drop Marty B and pick up Terrence Williams.
Okay. I mean, should I keep Douglas? I mean, I just think Atlanta's going south pretty quick.
Very true. Valid point. But in a full-point PPR, I mean, Harry Douglas will get you six to eight receptions or more every week.
Okay.
And then, but just this week, I'm not using him.
Okay.
So you win, you lose, you do laundry. What happens when you win?
Oh, she does laundry, and I'm probably throw a few more sacks of clean clothes on there just to increase the workload.
All right, Nathan, good stuff, my man. Best of luck to you this weekend. Hope you beat your wife.
Thanks so much, man. Take care.
And when I say I hope you beat your wife, I mean I hope you beat her in fantasy football.
Sure, I get what you mean.
Thank you very much. You know,
take care, guys.
Sometimes that can be taken out of context, Todd. If someone just heard me say, I hope you beat your wife, that wouldn't sound very good.
No, not at all.
No. So, you know, let's
Thanks for clarifying.
I had to clarify that one.
I'm glad you did. Just like you had to clarify in Angry Boys.
Angry Boys, yeah.
I've never even heard of Angry Boys.
Just like I had to clarify that a hand note is also a handwritten note.
Yeah.
Have you seen Summer Heights High?
No.
Oh, man. See, now they're coming out with, like, the third installment of this guy's show. He's Australian. It's so funny. Kevin, help me out. Anybody?
Crickets.
Kevin's not even around anymore. Awesome.
We're flying solo here.
He's definitely hungover.
What year are you talking about? What year were these shows on HBO?
Summer Heights High, I want to say, was about 2 years ago.
Two years ago?
Yeah. It was only one season. It was so funny. It took place in a school, and the same actor portrayed three or four different characters.
Okay. I don't know how I didn't see it, because I kind of like the HBO shows. I used to, anyway.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, all right. I'm Wikipedia it right now. I see that it's a mockumentary.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
It's kind of like one of those shows where, you know, they follow, it's almost like a fake reality show where they follow these different characters around, and they have some interviews with the characters, but none of them are really related to each other.
Just so the audience knows what I deal with here,
yeah,
on a daily basis, I deal with a guy who watches Angry Boys, but has never seen The Shining or Halloween.
That's great.
Or any of the classic horror movies ever.
That's right, yep.
But he watches Angry Boys.
Welcome to Todd.
In Summer Heights High.
Yep.
Sounds like a teeny girl's thing.
No, man.
Teeny bopper.
I guarantee, if there's one thing that I know, other than fantasy football, it's good television. And I'm telling you, this guy, I don't even know his name, he's from Australia. He is super talented, and he is funny. Summer Heights High, Todd, if you watched one episode, guaranteed you'd be laughing. You like it, I guarantee it.
His name is Chris Lilly.
Chris Lilly, that's correct. Chris Lilly. He's awesome. It's so funny. I wonder if all, don't we have an Australian listener that usually emails us? I wonder if he knows him.
Knows him?
I mean, you know, knows about the show.
Okay. Let's get back to football, Bill.
All right, what do we got?
You tell me.
Little Football Nation power rankings?
Sure, let's get into it.
All right, let's go to our bottom five teams, because I like knocking the teams that are pretty bad.
All right, usually I give my five first.
I'm going to give my five.
Give your five.
All right, here's the teams, the bottom five teams, the five teams that suck right now in the NFL. You got number 28, the Houston Texans. Yeah, they look pretty good Sunday Night Football with Case Keenum dropping some dimes to Andre Johnson, but we know that's not going to last. So the Houston Texans come in as my number 28th ranked team. The St. Louis Rams, remember I told you, the Pats, you need the Rams to beat the Colts this weekend, but hey, I got bad news for you because they're my fourth worst team in the NFL. They come in at number 29. Minnesota Vikings, they're my number 30th team. We'll see them tonight on Thursday Night Football. Expect the Redskins to run all over them. Now, the next two teams are both winless. Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. To me, they're a little bit interchangeable. I wonder which team gets their win first. You got the Jacksonville Jaguars playing against the Tennessee Titans this weekend, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Miami Dolphins. Both winnable games, but I have a feeling that Tampa Bay may be getting the first victory of the season before the Jags.
Yeah, I think one of them does get a win this weekend, and if I had to guess, it would be the Bucs. But
okay.
I agree with you on your last three teams, Vikings, Jags, Bucs. And I really thought about the Texans. But, you know, Andre Johnson, I like Case Keenum as like an underdog type of guy. Over the long haul, I don't think he'll, you know, I don't think he'll amount to an NFL starter, you know, for the next 5 years. But Andre Johnson's playing well. J.J. Watt's still playing well. So I was thinking about putting them in there, but I did not. Instead, I put the Bills in at number 29.
Okay.
I just think that they're going nowhere fast. But the team that I have to put on number 28 are the Pittsburgh Steelers, Bill. The
wow.
Steelers gave up a franchise record, the proud franchise, Pittsburgh, 55 points to the Patriots, Bill.
That was the worst they've ever allowed?
Worst ever in the history of their franchise.
I didn't know that.
Ever.
And it came at the hands of the Patriots.
Yeah.
Wow.
They are 2-6. And right now, if you look at the playoff picture, there's 16 teams in the AFC. They're number 15.
Right.
Above Jacksonville only. Pittsburgh Steelers, you are awful right now.
Yeah, they're
And you know what? I don't know that there's like a quick fix for this.
I don't think there is.
And you've said it, I've said it. They got old quick.
Yeah, that was the problem with them, and we kind of saw that in the offseason. You know,
I mean, Big Ben is healthy, right? At least as far as we know.
For the first time in years.
I mean, I know we follow the skill position guys closer than we should, but Antonio Brown looks good. They got a promising young rookie running back. They got Big Ben healthy right now. They got their tight end back, and they stink.
Yeah.
Their defense is awful. Their O-line is awful. Awful. So there you go. They make my bottom five.
All right, let's shift gears over to the good teams in the NFL, the top 10 teams. You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
You go first.
All right, so I'm going to go in reverse order. Cincinnati Bengals, they're number 10 to me, and they're very close to being on the brink of outside my top 10. So we'll see what happens this weekend because they'll be a team that can move pretty down pretty down far in my power ranking. So right now I have them at 10. Number 9, I have the Carolina Panthers. You and I both like this squad. Their defense is playing great, and Cam Newton is playing well. That's the key. As long as Cam Newton continues to play mistake-free football, I think the Panthers are going to get better and better each and every week. Number 8, I got the Detroit Lions. I think they win the NFC North. That was my prediction in the preseason. Number 7, San Francisco 49ers. And then in the top 6, here's where it gets kind of interesting. New Orleans Saints at number 6, Patriots at number 5. I have the Colts at number 4. Most people will put the Saints and the Pats above the Colts, but to me, Indianapolis is playing great on both sides of the football. And then the Seattle Seahawks are number 3. Undefeated Kansas City Chiefs are number 2. And the Denver Broncos are my number 1 team in the NFL.
All right. Well, here's the thing. All 10 of the teams are the same between you and me. Teams 8 through 10 are the same. Bengals, okay. Panthers, Lions. I just have a different order. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
I have the Lions number 10, Panthers 9, Bengals 8. Number 7, I have the Saints. 6, I have the Niners. 5, I have the Colts. 4, I have the Broncos.
4, huh?
4. 3, I have the Patriots, my Super Bowl Patriots. 2, I have the Chiefs. 1, Seahawks. Now, Bill, when I put together my power poll here, I look back to my previous poll, all right, which was a couple weeks ago. We didn't do this last week.
Right.
I look back and I see what's happened since. I put a lot of effort and time into this, Bill, you see. So I had the Seahawks 1 and Chiefs 2, and I see no reason to change that.
Okay.
They both keep on winning since the last power poll. I was impressed with the Patriots, so they get bumped up a notch on my poll. They get bumped up. I think if the Patriots played the Broncos right now, and we're going to see this in 2 weeks, I think they beat the Broncos. So they're my 3 team. Broncos are 4. Colts, Niners, Saints in the 5 through 7 hole. So that's my thought process. I say the two teams to keep a close eye on are the Panthers. We've talked about it a lot. And the Niners. Now, they play each other, Bill, so I know one of them is going to lose this week. But those two teams are teams that are streaking, playing really good football right now. So this game, this week's game is humongous in the NFC.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And we're going to get into some of the quarterback battles for this weekend. But Colin Kaepernick and Cam Newton, those are two quarterbacks that really excite me to see them in action, kind of, you know, not against each other necessarily, but in the same game.
So if that game is on one television in your living room, Bill, and on the other television you got Angry Boys, what are you watching?
I'm watching NFL.
Okay, well, that's good.
I did just send you a YouTube clip of Summer Heights High. I think you should watch that during the break because I think you'd enjoy it.
All right.
It's only two minutes.
I will watch it.
All right, so what do you say we take a break? When we come back, more of your telephone calls and emails, webradio@patriots.com. And the phone number here is 855-728-7500. More Football Nation coming up right after this.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Win your fantasy league and your trophy too. It's FF Champs, FF Champs for you. News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too. FF Champs is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries here. And I think Kevin wanted to hear a little bit more of Bruno Mars, because you let that rejoin play a little bit longer than usual, Kev.
Well, just wanted to give you boys a second.
Oh, a second for what?
Well, I only gave you the 20-second heads up, you know?
Oh, okay.
That was my own fault. I was so enamored in all these YouTube clips you've been sending me.
Well, did you find the Summer Heights High one very funny?
I did.
That was Jonah.
I found it amusing.
One of my favorite characters from that season. And then the next one, Nathan, who called us earlier, not the real Nathan, but there was a little bit of a montage of him just screaming, Nathan!
Anybody yelling in that voice, you could pretty much yell anything and it would make me laugh.
Yeah, I love the Australian accent.
Yeah. No, you and I, Bill, we're suckers for a good accent.
Yeah, I really am. It's amazing. It's amazing. What do you say we get into some emails, webradiopatriots.com, if you want to give us a call, 855-728-7500. Start off with the emails, Todd. I believe the first one, let's see, where's Kevin's first email? It's from James, who had a defensive question. You see that one?
I'm searching for it as we speak.
It says, hey, guys, I have the Chiefs defense.
Yes, got it.
And since they're on a bye, I don't know who to pick up. Here are the available I think I should pick up. Colts defense, Denver defense, Houston, Cardinals, Giants. Colts versus the Rams sounds like a good one to me, although I like Denver a little bit more long-term. But since he has the Chiefs, you know, he doesn't really need a long-term solution for a defense. So I would go with Indianapolis.
I agree with you there. He has one more quick question. He says, right, who do you guys like better at quarterback this week, Rivers or Stafford?
Oh, boy.
That's a close call.
It is. And I'm gonna go with Matthew Stafford.
That's a good problem to have, though, isn't it?
I'm going to go with Stafford.
better than me starting Kellen Clemens.
I love Rivers, though, against the Broncos, man. I think he's going to score a lot in that game.
What about Kellen Clemens? You feeling good about Kellen Clemens?
What?
You're gonna start, are you talking about? I have to start Kellen Clemens this week.
That's unfortunate.
Because it's a two-quarterback must-start league, and he's the only one left on the waiver wire because Brady's on a bye. Jason Campbell was another guy I picked up. He's on a bye.
Pick up Seneca Wallace.
Well, he's gone. I tried to get Christian Ponder. It was Ponder, Seneca Wallace, and Clemens. In my waiver priority, I ended up with Clemens.
Are you really? What about EJ Manuel? See,
they're all gone.
Cutler?
Jason
Cutler from the Bears?
I'm telling you, Bill. It's amazing because, so 20 quarterbacks have to start each week in this league because 10 teams, two quarterbacks each, and everybody at least has one backup.
Chadwick Henne from the Jaguars?
He's the only guy. So he will clear waivers Sunday morning. Would you go with Henne over Kellen Clemens?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to try to see if I can steal him on Sunday morning. Because he just got let go. But I was trying to get Ponder to start tonight, but unfortunate for me, my opponent was higher than I was in the waiver priority, and he picked up Ponder just to spite me.
Ponder's not a good option anyway.
He picked him up just to spite me, so I couldn't get him.
Well, hey, that's...
It's Bush League.
That's not at all Bush League. That's, you know, being competitive. Well,
this
I would have done the
this
same
means
thing.
War. I hope Adrian Peterson blows out his knee tonight.
What?
Blows
oh my God,
out his
Kevin,
knee.
You can't say that.
And then catches on fire on the way down to the turf.
Oh, my gosh.
A flaming ball of just
wow.
a car wreck.
That is that's violent.
That's how much I hate this. Kellen
wow.
Clemens.
Holy moly.
I'm fired up.
What does that have to do with Adrian Peterson?
Because I'm playing. He's got Adrian Peterson.
Oh.
So I'm like, I'm hoping he just like, you know, crashes and burns tonight and just backfires on him.
You know, it's funny.
That's some strong language there.
I'm hoping both quarterbacks just like blow out their shoulders.
Oh my God.
He's got Cam Newton, I think, and Breeze. I hope they both die this weekend.
Die?
Just who the, I hope DeMarcus Ware just decapitates Drew Breeze.
You can't say that.
And then who's playing the Panthers? Who's playing the Panthers?
Like, can we just take it down a notch a little bit? Like, you know, maybe they just dislocate their finger and they're out for the rest of the game?
No, I'm talking about season ending. Just.
Why does it have to be
carnage?
Season ending?
Because I just don't like the kid I'm playing.
All right, so then maybe you have to hope for his internet to go out and he can't set his lineup.
No, but it's already set. I just looked.
God.
No, I'm not happy. You know, Bill, this is cutthroat, man. This is my, like, hardcore. I've been the butt of many jokes in this league, Bill Enright.
And this guy comes
after me.
You have two of the best experts in the entire industry at your disposal. You can call us anytime throughout the day. You can text us.
Well, this year.
You could have texted us throughout your entire draft. You could have FaceTimed me.
No. Listen. This year, I'm doing all right. I'm ahead of him in the standings right now. This is a pivotal matchup this week where I can literally – he's chasing me, and he's on the outside looking at – if I can beat him this week, like, I think he's out of the playoffs. This is it. Like, this is, I've been gearing myself up. Like, I'm ready to go out and, you know, go out through the tunnel, through the fog machine, and hit somebody. Fired up.
So, who's your lineup? Give us a
I got nobody this week.
Well, who do you got?
They're all Patriots.
Huh. So, how do you expect to win?
I don't.
That's why I need a bunch of broken legs and torn rotator cuff. I'm looking it up right now. I'm not favored. This would be an underdog story. But just to rub it in, like usual, you know how this goes, Bill. He picked up, let's see here. He picked up Ponder, and I think he picked up another quarterback. I think he picked up Seneca Wallace as well, so he has four quarterbacks on his roster.
Mm.
Just to kind of spite me.
Wow. All
right. Which I don't blame him for. That's perfectly legal. You know what I mean? So, no, who else did he pick up here? He picked up Ponder, and he picked up Jake Locker. And
is Jake Locker available?
He just picked him up, I think, when he came back from the injury, I believe.
So he had him for a little bit of a while.
But no, he was a guy that I was looking at in anticipation of my bye weeks as they came up. I had Matthew Stafford on a bye last week, so I had to pick up somebody. So I picked up Campbell in an emergency situation, but I had been trying to get Locker off the waiver wire. Campbell actually worked out great. And I think he had like 20 points last week for me.
Okay.
I think the both games he's played, Bill, he's got in my league 20 points. In week one, he played against Kansas City, 24 against Baltimore. So both respectable showings. But Jim, the guy I'm playing, he's got Ponder and Locker on his bench, Breeze and Newton starting for him. So he's got four quarterbacks. And I'm stuck with Matthew Stafford and Kellen Clemens.
I mean, Stafford's great. And you have
I gotta try to get the Henny, right? That's the play. I mean, that's it. There's nobody else. There's nobody else that even has a remote chance of playing.
I have Henny ranked 27, and I have Kellen Clemens.
At Indy, he is. So he had 11 points against Tennessee last weekend.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't mind Chad Henne. He's got nobody around him. Blackman's gone, right? So he's got, like, who's he going to throw to?
Cecil Shorts, Mike
Cecil
Brown.
Sand in my shorts. I'm not buying.
No?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, so I'll just continue here. So he's got Newton and Breeze. I got Stafford and Clemens. So huge.
He goes, I'll just continue here like we were.
But you asked me who my team is.
All right, okay.
So I'm going to get crushed at quarterback. Just destroyed. Just, you know, there's going to be just, oh, it's going to be awful. They're going to be picking up pieces of Kellen Clemens off the turf in Indy. It's going to be awful. So LeSean McCoy is my stud back going against Adrian Peterson, his stud back.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, this is the guy that made the ridiculous trade in my league where he got Breeze and Arian Foster for like a bag of footballs. So I got McCoy, he's got Peterson, he's got Forte. I've got freaking Pierre Thomas going.
Not as bad as you think, by the way.
My flex, well, because
no, Pierre Thomas is going to have a great game.
It's not as bad as you think.
I had plugged in Amendola as my flex last week, but I can't do that this week. So I had to pick up freaking, like, Jericho Cotchery is my flex right now.
Oh.
He's got Zach Stacy as his flex. I've got Andre Johnson as my wide receiver one. He's got Fitz. I've got Decker as my two. He's got Mike Wallace. I've got Kenny Stills as my three as a plug and play because I think there's going to be a lot of points in that game. He's got Terrence Williams, so he was thinking about the same thing. I got Witten as my tight end. He's got Gates. I've got the Dolphins against Tampa. He's got the Titans against Jacksonville. He's got the Polish cannon, Sebastian Janikowski.
You guys are pretty even.
You think
so?
Yeah,
that's pretty even, bud.
I don't know. I think I'm
other than Stacy.
Let me tell you this. So
is that PPR?
It is. So for my flex play, I got Cotchery plugged in. I still have on my bench. I've got D'Angelo Williams, who I'm just at San Francisco. I just think that's not good. And plus, is Jonathan Stewart going to play? I feel
yes.
like he's going to play.
He is.
So
he's
that you know, that's
week.
Just that's just a crapshoot. And Sproles I have on my bench, who's like concussed, and I don't know how. I feel like Bill. What do you think about starting Pierre Thomas and Sproles together?
No,
no. Why that's what I feel not? Like. You got to pick one or the other.
Start Thomas.
Yeah. So I'm in a tough spot. Like I've got to start freaking Jericho Cotchery, you know, the corpse of Jericho Cotchery.
There has to be a better option than Jericho Cotchery.
All right. So I'm going to look at the waiver wire right now.
Well, all right. While you're doing that, can we get to some emails and help some people that really need it?
If you want to. It's up to you. This is your show.
We're here to service the listeners.
I've been quiet the last hour. I gotta get
you
my
were sleeping. You were sleeping the last hour.
That's true. I just sprang
to life. Let's make a clarification there.
Fine. Go ahead.
Answer all right, Bill. How about from Johnny Harris in Corona, California?
Okay.
Hey, guys. First of all,
yeah, we had a Seal Beach, California, which sounded very nice, but Corona, California makes me think, you know, they're handing out Coronas everywhere.
We've had this guy email many times before.
Oh, we have?
Right. Hey, guys. I want to first thank you for all your hard work and help with my fantasy questions. I have a couple questions for you guys. 12-man standard league, Bill. Who do I start this week? Pick two running backs, Fred Jackson, Spiller, Mike James.
Fred Jackson, I like him this weekend, but I think Spiller is going to take the show away. Would you consider starting both Fred Jackson and CJ Spiller and leaving Mike James on the bench?
Why would you leave Mike James on the bench?
Because why would you want to start?
Because the hamster's coming back to start, baby.
No, he's not. I just read a report. They're going to put him on injured reserve. Don't get me started here.
So if he's on injured reserve, then why would you not put Mike James in?
Because they're playing against the Dolphins. I don't know. All right, I guess Spiller and Mike James I'd go with.
I'm just saying, you think Fred Jackson will do better than Mike James?
I do.
Then your advice is Jackson and Spiller.
Well, that's why I said that you really want to start two of the Bills' running backs.
What's your answer?
You just told me not to start two Saints running backs.
Yeah.
Because one of them's concussed.
So what's your advice for Johnny Harris here, Bill?
What's
I'm saying Spiller and Mike James. What do you say?
Spiller and James. But I don't want to say that.
Pick two. Well, there's still a flex to get to. All right, pick two wide receivers. Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, T.Y. Hilton.
All three.
Standard.
All three.
All right, so the flex is coming from there.
Yeah, and Spiller and Fred Jackson are in the lineup.
Aha, you're back to Spiller and Fred Jackson.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next one. Oh, you'll like this one, Bill.
Where are we here? Where are we?
You gotta the help next me out. One is from Taylor in Tennessee, and I've got to tell you the subject line here, okay? The subject line is, in all caps, "Help me, I'm cute."
Which is probably like a 50-year-old fat guy in his mom's basement.
Yeah, Taylor, we'll be the judge of that. You can send pics to at Bill Enright, at CFF Geek.
Or webradio at patriots.com.
There you go, and we'll be the judge of that.
And she does, she or he does sign this email with a smiley face and love, Taylor in Tennessee.
Text her with a smiley face.
All right, so here's the question. Bill and Todd, first of all, thanks for both of your shows. I listen religiously every week. I need to add your shows are 1,000,000% more accurate than ESPN's podcast.
I mean, that's...
I hope you're making more money than Matthew Berry.
Well, we're not, but the first part of her statement is true. We are more accurate. I mean, I'm looking at the Fantasy Pros rankings right now, and Matthew Berry is three-tenths behind me. It's very close. It's like 57.5. He's at 57.3 or something like that.
There you go.
So, yeah, we are more accurate than he is.
All right, well, Taylor's been offered Le'Veon Bell and Demaryius Thomas for what? What is she writing here? Oh, okay. Le'Veon Bell and Demaryius Thomas for C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson. I'm ready to say goodbye to my Buffalo backs, but I need your approval.
Yeah, ship them.
I agree.
Ship them. Peace.
She called Demaryius Thomas. Demaryius, wings are for winners, Thomas. That's why I was...
Only winners get wings.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's correct.
So there you go.
And we'll be waiting for the picks to judge whether or not the subject of her emails is accurate.
Well, you know, only because if you say in the subject line, "Help me, I'm cute," that's the only reason we say that.
You got to be cute.
Well, you can't do that.
Right. You can't say, like, "Send me money, I'm poor," and then have $1 million in the bank account. Right?
Yeah.
No. False advertising.
Agreed.
Yeah. Next.
Next. Do you want to take a caller? I think we have a caller.
My boy Avi in Miami. What's up, baby? How you doing?
What's going on, brother?
What do you got for us?
How are you guys?
We're doing all right, man. Getting through our Thursday, getting ready for the Redskins and the Vikings tonight.
Are you guys going to watch that game?
Well, we're thinking about watching Oregon, Stanford, Baylor, and Oklahoma instead, actually.
Yeah, I hear you.
How you went to the Miami game last weekend. How was it? Overtime action. You saw a safety win the game, right?
It was kind of empty. I'll tell you that. You know.
Yeah, you kind of told us in the second half everyone leaves.
Yeah. It was empty by, I'd say, maybe like by the fourth quarter. You know,
that's amazing.
It was a close game, but I don't get it. That's the way it is down here, you know. But we'll see. You know, it's kind of funny. Everyone's on the Richie Incognito bandwagon down here, too. You know,
wait, people are sticking up for Incognito?
Yeah, man. Everyone I talk to down here says that's probably Jonathan Martin's fault, whatever, this and that. It's kind of crazy down here right now.
You know, Todd and I really haven't discussed this situation at all, mostly because... Yeah, we're kind of a fun show. We like to be entertaining. We like to do fantasy football. That's a very serious topic, and we both have very strong opinions on it, but it's so played out. I mean, you turn it on TV and you hear it on sports radio. That's all you hear about. So we like to stay fresh, and we like to keep things, you know, more of a happy kind of atmosphere.
Okay. We can just talk about fantasy.
There we go.
See you guys. All right. So speaking of the Dolphins, my tight end plays on Monday. So just pick a team, you know. I got Cliff and I got Wright. That's like my weak point in my team. It's just my tight end.
I liked him right this week.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is with, I think, like, what, 40-50% of the Dolphins throw lines out.
Yep.
So they'll probably
put
Clay maybe to pass protect a little more. That's what I'm thinking.
I think I 100% agree with you, and I liked him right because you think about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers – offensive weapons, and you got Vincent Jackson at wide receiver, and then who is their second wide receiver? Taquan Underwood? Give me a break. So
Tim Wright's the next guy.
Tim Wright is really their next guy up. Mike Williams is on IR. So I like Timmy Wright this weekend.
Okay. I think I haven't plugged in right now. And then my second question is a quarterback question.
Okay.
And I'm thinking I have Stafford against the Bears.
Right.
And then I have Cam, man. I really want to play Cam against San Fran.
Don't do it.
I know, right? Like the safest bet. I mean, I'm playing this guy. I think he's like 7-1, 8-1. He's definitely like in the top two, and I really need to beat this dude. I want to play it safe and just play Matthew Stafford, but I mean I'd love to see Cam just light it up in San Francisco.
I hear you, but you know what? Leave your heart out of this one. Put in Matthew Stafford. It's a very important game in the NFC North. I think coming off a bye, Calvin Johnson and him are going to be on the same page like they have been all season. I think Reggie Bush is going to run wild, and he's going to catch a lot of passes out of the backfield. All of that equals big-time fantasy points for Matty Stafford this weekend.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah.
I know Cam has been crushing it, but Stafford's been just as good.
He's been great. No, they've both been pretty steady.
Yep.
And then for running back, I was thinking of putting Doug Martin in.
Give me a break. You know better than that.
No, I'm joking. I'm just playing with you. No, that's about it.
All right, very good, Avi. Doug Martin, hopefully he's not on your team. He's, you know, it's funny because you think about the second. Are you kidding me with this, Kevin? Avi, appreciate the phone call, my man. Todd, you know, you think about the second-year running backs that we had high hopes for.
Yep.
David Wilson going on injured reserve. Trent Richardson, one of the biggest busts of the season. And then Doug Martin, probably heading toward injured reserve. Those three guys, you kind of scratch your head and say, what the heck happened? It turns out Alfred Morris, who was a sixth-round pick in the NFL draft, ends up being the best second-year running back in fantasy football land.
The Florida Atlantic Owl, Bill.
There you go.
You know? Two of the better second-year players are a Florida Atlantic Owl and a Florida International Panther, T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, there you go.
The craziness.
It is crazy.
There you go, Kev.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Kevin. By the way, that was super annoying, Kevin, like the volume thing you were doing there.
Yeah, well, every time I talked, he put up the volume.
Yeah, like
I
putting
what he was doing.
That music on is annoying enough, but then he has to go up and down the
DJ
volume.
KC mixes his hamster dance.
Yeah.
You can't just have it at one frequency, you know?
Yes, you could.
So we get back to the emails, Bill?
Yeah, back to the emails. Good little transition here. I like switching up from the emails to the phone calls, from the emails to the phone calls. So I like that. I do. But as long as you keep track of the emails, because you know it gives me a headache.
Yeah. We've got a lot to get to here.
Okay.
All right, Josh from Stratford, Connecticut. He wants to start off by saying happy birthday to Kevin and Todd. Okay, so I need you guys to just rate my squad, all right?
Does
he need upgrades anywhere?
Okay.
$2,000 on the line for first place. He's 8-1 right now because
awesome.
Of us.
Thank you very much, Josh. I'll take my 20% at the end of the season.
All right, so his starters – well, where can he upgrade for the rest of the season? His quarterbacks are Jake Locker and Alex Smith.
Well, we can start off at quarterback. You can upgrade there for sure.
Please. How in the world is he 8-1? He must have Aaron Rodgers. What do you think? He must have had Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, he doesn't list him here.
How can he be 8-1 with Jake Locker and Alex Smith?
And Doug Martin.
Yeah. His running backs are Sean Moreno, Frank Gore, Doug Martin, Shane Vereen.
Okay.
Wide receivers are Demaryius Thomas, Brandon Marshall, Terrence Williams, Aaron Dobson, Kembrell Tompkins.
You can get rid of Tompkins.
Yeah, agreed. Tight end is Antonio Gates. Defense is Bears. Bailey's kicker. Patriots defense, too. So, big hole at quarterback, Bill. If he wants us to raid his team, I don't know how he's doing it. He's doing it with mirrors with the quarterbacks.
You know, you might want to take a flyer on someone like Jay Cutler coming back from the groin injury. Maybe someone like Geno Smith, who is actually pretty good when it comes to fantasy football, only because he's been getting into the end zone with rushing the football. Terrell Pryor, Nick Foles. Maybe you want to take a shot on a guy like Mike Glennon or E.J. Manuel. But Alex Smith, he just doesn't get it done in fantasy. It's a shame. only has 9 touchdowns on the year. Sam Bradford has more touchdowns than Alex Smith, and Bradford hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Jay Cutler has more touchdowns than Alex Smith, and Cutler's been out the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So
you gotta drop Alex Smith.
Yeah, he's just not getting
Jake,
it done.
I keep Jake Locker.
Jake Locker's another quarterback that's been getting into the end zone with some rushing touchdowns. So yeah, I'd keep Jake Locker as well. He's been a pleasant surprise this year.
Overall, though, I like his running backs. I like his starting wide receivers. Looking good. You got to get rid of Doug Martin, too.
He's got to get rid of Doug Martin. He's got to get rid of Kembrell Tompkins. Since he has no Sean Moreno, it's an absolute necessity to add Monte Ball.
Yep.
Got to do
it. Doug Martin, get Monte Ball right away.
100%.
Super handcuff for down the stretch.
There you go.
We think, that, you know, no Sean Moreno's never made it through a year healthy. He's been fabulous thus far. But you got to have that insurance policy. We weren't sure who the handcuff was going to be preseason, Bill, Ronnie Hillman or Monte Ball. Now we know it's Ball. You got to have this guy for the stretch run.
Yep.
All right. Next email is from, let's see.
Mike.
It's from Mike.
In Qatar.
A late happy birthday to Kevin. I got a blowout win last week thanks to your great advice. Wow, he crushed the guy. 155-91, Bill.
Damn.
He's 7-2 in the leading league.
Kill him. You play that song during the practice, Kev? The Ooh Kill 'Em song?
I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
That might not be the best message to send given the year we've had.
That's another... Well, actually, you're right. But that's another one that your boy Brandon Spikes would like a lot.
Yeah.
Ooh, kill him. Ooh. Next. Yeah. Email. Back to the email. I'm sorry.
I don't know how appropriate that one would be.
7-2.
Injury bug has challenged the team throughout the season. Here are the list of players I've had to drop due to injuries, okay? So get your violin ready. Shane Vereen, Danny Amendola, Mike Williams, Jay Cutler, Reggie Wayne, Roddy White, Justin Blackman.
Justin Blackman's not injured. He's just.
I've been wheeling and dealing trying to rebuild my team. How would you grade my team so far? Quarterback, Drew Brees.
Nice.
Running backs, Adrian Peterson, Gio Bernard, Andre Brown, Trent Richardson, the bum. He calls him the bum. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Shane Vereen.
Love him.
Wide receivers, Jordy Nelson, T.Y. Hilton, Torrey Smith. Percy Harvin. Tight ends, Tony Gonzo and Rob Gronkowski.
He's got a great team.
Yeah, he does. Chiefs defense, Cardinals defense.
You know, it's not very often where you have a running back of the caliber of Adrian Peterson and you have a quarterback like Drew Brees. So those two guys alone can really carry this squad throughout the entire year or for the rest of the season. And then you add in, like, big-time playmakers like Gio, Jordy Nelson, T.Y. Hillen, and Gronk. And I can understand why he's beating teams, you know, 150-90.
Totally agree. I'm a little worried about Jordy Nelson moving forward.
I'm worried about that he's not going to perform like a wide receiver one anymore.
Yeah.
But he's still a wide receiver two.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying
But he was up. You're right. He was up there. He was like a top six guy.
I think he goes from top six to top 15.
Right.
Something like that. Good team. That's a really good team. Like we said, we can see how you're 7-2. Nice job. Next one.
What a shot. The Packers, man, they had so many fantasy options to start the season. They lose Aaron Rodgers. They lose Randall Cobb. They lose JerMichael Finley.
Eddie Lacy missed a few weeks, too.
Todd, I just can't see them making the playoffs this year.
No, it's who knows? I mean, they've got the next three games. I would say... I can't guarantee anything, but I think they probably easily would have gone 3-0 if they had Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You know, they got the Eagles, Giants, and Vikings. Now,
and then,
who knows?
And they might go 0-3.
I don't know about that.
It could be. I wouldn't be shocked if it's a total reverse.
I wouldn't be shocked with anything. I don't know what to expect anymore. But
yeah,
they basically need to go 2-1 because the Panthers are red hot right now. They got to worry about the Panthers. All right, next one is from. Joachim in Oslo,
Norway.
Norway. You're reading the email. You didn't know where that was. That's
no,
why
I didn't.
Said it. I kind of said it like.
You were like, Joachim from?
Yeah.
The U.
All right. I like how he starts his email. Hi, guy.
Hey, what's up, bud?
He made this trade last week. I got Arian Foster and Matt Forte. Gave away Matt Ryan, Steven Jackson, Boykin, and Bernard.
Not bad at all. Boykin certainly looks like a genius move. Steven Jackson and Matt Ryan, you want to get rid of those guys. They're certainly on a downward spiral down there in Atlanta. And then, you have to give up some value with Geo, but you got Forte, who's the top five running back, and then hopefully Foster can come back healthy.
Totally agree. That's a good move.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got rid of three headaches and a good player for one great player and one potentially great player who's
absolutely
hurt. So that's a good deal. He was really happy with the trade. That was running backs for Jamal Charles, Arian Foster, and Matt Forte.
Bam.
Do you guys think Foster will come back strong soon?
I think Foster went to go visit a back specialist, and I just haven't read the report on what was the result of that visit. So I'm kind of waiting to see.
Do we worry about him? I mean, obviously he's banged up, but do we worry about him because his team's so out of it that he might rest it a little longer than he normally would? You know what I mean? Like, if they were in that playoff hunt, he might come back a little sooner. Is that a concern at all?
Not necessarily, only because Ben Tate's hurt too.
Yeah.
So now both of their running backs are hurt.
Right.
And they're starting, and they're playing Ben Tate, so.
Yeah. All right. His next question is a tight end question. Jordan Reed or Julius Thomas? Who should he start this week?
Julius Thomas. Anytime you have a Broncos option, you put him in your lineup.
Yep. He has Decker, and he's afraid to put both Orange Julius and Decker on his roster.
Why? You're afraid that both of them are going to score too many touchdowns?
I wouldn't be afraid at all.
Have we seen Peyton play this year?
He likes Reed's matchup against the Vikings tonight. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, I like Jordan Reed too, but I like Orange Julius better.
Anyone from the Broncos has to be in your starting lineup each and every week.
Yep. So there you go.
There you go. I like
that.
All
the way from Norway, Bill.
All the way from Oslo.
Next one is from Max in New Hampshire. I want to thank you guys for turning me on to Eddie Lacy early on. I took a chance on him. I picked him up in all of my leagues, all four of them. And after a slow start.
That's what we do, Todd.
Yep.
We help people win their leagues. And you pick up little tips here and there from us. Eddie Lacy, T.Y. Hilton, don't draft quarterbacks early. Pick up Giovanni Bernard. Get your hands on Julius Thomas. You pick up these little tips and tricks that we do, and all of a sudden you're looking at your roster, and all these emails we outscored by
Allen.
When's the last time we got an email that said, I'm 2-6, and I'm desperate for help? It's not like that. Everyone is 7-2, 8-1, outscoring their opponents by 80 points. You know, this is not some hocus pocus show we got going on here. This is Football Nation. We are the fantasy football champs. We know what the heck we're doing.
Yes, we do. And let's do this. Let's help him here. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right. He needs some help this week. PPR.
Hmm.
Should I start Jake Locker or Tony Romo? Come on.
Romo.
Yes.
No question.
Romo against the Saints should be a high-scoring game. In the flex position, PPR, do I start Keenan Allen or Danny Woodhead?
Boy, I love both of these guys.
So do I.
He said it's a full-point PPR, huh?
Yeah, I got to go Keenan Allen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, Woodhead is capable of getting 40 yards rushing and 50 yards receiving with five receptions. So that would be 9 plus 5 is 14.
Yep.
Keenan Allen is capable of getting
8, 120, and 1.
Yeah. I think you're right, Todd. Yeah, I'd go Keenan Allen here.
Broncos are going to score. How many points are the Broncos going to score this week?
Probably above
in the 30s.
Yeah, I would say more.
Chargers got to score in the 20s to at least make it.
Yeah,
you know,
Keenan Allen's the way to go.
Keenan's got to score a touchdown and get over 100 yards.
I like Danny Woodhead, though.
I like them both. I like them both.
Who are his running backs?
I was just going to say, who else is there? Because in a PPR, I mean, both those guys are gold, especially this week, Bill.
Yeah, you know? Great matchup.
Yeah. Well, Max, if you're out there, email us back. Let us know who the rest of your lineup is, because you must be pretty stocked if you're, if these are your flex options. One of these guys has to be benched.
Yeah.
In a PPR?
Mm. Right.
All right. All right, who we got next here, Bill? We've got Rick. In Seal Beach, California.
Danny Woodhead, by the way, is the 9th ranked running back in full point PPR. 9th, Todd.
What's
9th ranked running back? Keenan Allen at a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Remember, Keenan Allen started off a little slow, so I'm not surprised if he's outside the top 15. Hold on here. Let me pull it up.
Who cares if he started slow? It's what he's doing now.
Well, I'm just saying, Danny Woodhead overall is in the top. Is in the top 10 for the season. Keenan Allen is in the top. He's 25, 24, 23, 22.
Okay. I think that's 22. A little low.
Yeah.
All right, so Rick in Seal Beach, California, Bill, you're going to like this one. Thanks for all of your help once again. It looks like I may be sending you a handwritten note regarding Doug Martin because I dropped him the second your show was over on Tuesday and no one in my league has picked him up.
Well, you know, this is the closest thing you can get to a hand note is an email.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, question number one. Non-PPR, who do I put in my flex, MJD or Lamar Miller?
MJD.
Question number two. Hopefully Jimmy Graham plays and I won't need to worry about this. But
you
what
don't.
Kind of?
You don't.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
That let's just stop it.
But he does say, you know, do you like Tim Wright this week? And we do. We do like Tim Wright. It's about him.
But I mean, you have Jimmy Graham. He is the best tight end in the league.
Totally agree. Rest of your lineup looks pretty good, Rick. Andrew Luck, LeSean McCoy, Pierre Garçon, T.Y. Hilton. I like it. It's a good roster.
I'm a little curious. He has. He only has one running back?
Yep. One running back and a flex.
That's interesting. Because he's only starting two wide receivers.
Yeah, it seems like they start one less player than most people.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Okay.
All right. Next question is from Keegan in Texas. Bill and Todd, love the show. After last week, I'm rightfully back in first place. He got through his bye week troubles. Mm-hmm. He's got bye week troubles this week. He's got some questions for us.
Sure.
Two wide receivers from the following, Bill. James Jones, Alshon Jeffrey, Roddy White, Kendall Wright, and this is a standard scoring league, non-PPR.
Well, I'm not putting Roddy White into my lineup. He's
nope.
Going up against Seattle, and we haven't seen him play since week five, so that's one. Kendall Wright would be a surefire starter if this was a PPR league. It's not, so now I'm debating between James Jones and Kendall Wright because I'm putting Alshon Jeffrey in.
Agreed.
That seems like his best wide receiver,
yep,
at least the last couple of weeks.
I'm going Kendall Wright against the Jags. I don't trust James Jones with Seneca Wallace.
With Seneca Wallace? Oh, man.
I don't trust him.
Even though
it's a good matchup against the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's tough. I think that'd be a pretty – you'd be taking a pretty big leap of faith if you're relying on James Jones this week,
see,
don't you think?
Here's the thing. James Jones is like a 3-catch-for-80-yards kind of guy.
Yeah.
Kendall Wright is a 6-catch-for-65, 75 yards. So that's why Kendall Wright is so good in PPR. But if it's non-PPR, those catches don't mean squat. That's why I'm kind of leaning towards James Jones here a little bit.
Let me look here. Hold on a sec. Kendall Wright's only scored, one touchdown this year?
Yeah, he doesn't get to the end zone.
All right. He's playing the Jags, though. I think it's a tough one. Tough one to determine.
Yeah.
Who's going to score the touchdown, Jones or Wright?
Jones.
Then put Jones in.
Okay. All right. What else does he need?
A running back two from the following list. Pick one of these guys. Le'Veon Bell, Andre Brown, Mike James.
Oh, Le'Veon Bell. I think it's close.
Totally agree. And then finally a flex from the scraps of those two groups that we just talked about. So now you're talking about Kendall Wright or one of the running backs.
Mike James. That's when the benefit of having a flex comes into place. Because if you have a couple running backs and you're not really sure about what wide receiver to use, you know, the leftover running back comes in handy when you have a flex.
Keegan has a PS here. Bill, I was favoring Mike James to put in the flex this week, but with the return of Doug Martin, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, well, come on.
But then he put, just kidding, don't have a stroke. I'm with you on him being gone.
I've been accused of having, you know, don't have a heart attack, don't have a stroke, but yet people are still emailing us asking if Doug Martin should be in their lineup this weekend. So clearly I'm not being emphatic enough because
Bill,
people are still asking us.
Next question. I'm not kidding here. All right. From Chris. Non-PPR, choose two. Larry Fitz, Torrey Smith, Kenny Stills, and Mike James.
Pick two, non-PPR.
Fitz, Torrey Smith, Kenny Stills, Mike James.
Mike James and Fitz.
All right. And then he says, is it safe to drop Doug Martin yet?
Yes. Like, why are you... I don't understand. Why?
I can't tell if he's kidding or not. Oh, boy. Glad the producer's on top of it, though.
I don't get it. You know, when Julio Jones went down with the injury, he was my second round pick this year. when Julio Jones went down with the injury, I didn't wait 3 weeks to say, well, you know what? I picked him in the second round. I just like looking at him on my squad to remind everybody that at one point in the year, I did have a good second round pick or I did have a good team, but it's because of the Julio Jones injury that I'm no longer good. I never, as soon as he was hurt, I dropped him. With Doug Martin, why are you holding on to him? Just so when people look at your team, they feel sorry for you? Oh, well, you know what? He had Doug Martin, so, you know, he did have a good team once upon a time. No! Drop him and get yourself better. Make your team better by getting someone that you can start using again.
Preaching to the choir, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, next question's from...
Not, you're, you know, you're a minority member in the choir, Todd.
Yes, I am.
Because apparently people still want to hold on to this, the muscle hamster.
Yep. Love having that. Yep. Another question from Chris. Do you see Ray Rice rebounding this year? Is he worth trading for? Now, Bill, he has Tony Romo and Drew Brees. He's considering trading Tony Romo. Is Romo for Ray Rice a good deal, or can he get more?
I think he can get more.
Totally agree.
You and I agree that Ray Rice is not playing up to snuff this year. We kind of disagree on the reasoning behind that.
Right.
But the fact remains that Ray Rice is not playing up to snuff this year. Yeah. So that's what we need to take
and
away
from
it.
He's not rebounding this year.
And he's not. It's just not happening.
I mean, he might have a couple, you know, spikes here and there.
But not many.
No, he's not going to rebound and become the old Ray Rice this year.
No, he's not.
So I agree with you. I think that I'm in a similar position as Chris here because I have Romo and Peyton Manning in one league.
Right.
And I tried to get a lot for Romo, and I wasn't able to do it, so I just hung on to him, you know, because I don't want to make another team better in my league. Well, there are a couple guys that are throwing out some pretty crappy quarterbacks, especially now that Aaron Rodgers is out. And I like having Romo just, you know, wasting away on my bench. I love it.
You make a great point, Todd, because you don't want to make your opponent's team better.
Not this time of year.
Exactly.
Hey, I tried. I tried hard to move Romo, especially after he had that huge game that 1 week. Remember that huge game he had?
Right, against the Broncos.
I tried and tried and tried, and I was asking for a lot more than Ray Rice. And, hey, it didn't work out. Nobody, you know, I got some counter offers that I wasn't happy with. So I was like, you know what, guys? I'm just going to ride it out with Romo. I used him last week in Peyton Manning's bye week. And guess what? Romo's going back to the bench probably for the rest of the year. So I'm not going to give him away just because, you know, I might marginally improve my running back or wide receiver core when someone else is going to get a weekly starter. Can't do it.
Right. Can't do it, won't do it. I want winners and not to give my opponent winners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Next one, our boy from Oslo.
Norway.
Yes. See, whenever I say the city, you got to say the country. That's how this works. Joachim. Am I pronouncing that one right?
I don't know. Joachim?
J-O-A-K-I-M.
Joachim? Joachim Noah from the Bulls?
Could be. Thanks for answering my last email. I have one more question. Should I start Jordan Reed tonight or Alshon Jeffrey on Sunday?
I'll tell you what. Jay Cutler's coming back. I'd go with Alshon. Bears are going to have to score points against the Lions, and Alshon's been playing great.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of scoring system it is. I was just looking for that in his last email.
I don't see it.
Okay. Last email that I have, Bill, is Max from New Hampshire. Remember we asked him about the Keenan Allen versus Danny Woodhead thing, and we were asking him, well, who else does he have?
Yeah.
Because he can only start one of them. All right, so he says, yeah, I have a pretty stacked running back. He has Eddie Lacy, and he has no Sean Moreno. His wide receivers are A.J. Green and Jordy Nelson, with Amendola on the bench this week.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, does that change anything? Because would you bench, you know, Jordy Nelson or A.J. Green or No. Sean Moreno or Eddie Lacy?
I see what you're saying.
He has one spot left for the flex. It's Keenan Allen or Danny Woodhead, and one guy's benched in a PPR. So now that we know his whole lineup, do we change it around?
I'll tell you what. Would you consider benching? I mean, I just told someone to start James Jones, so I can't tell anyone to sit Jordy Nelson. I can't do that just yet, but it's getting there. It's close. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I hear you. All right. His other question is, so we're basically just telling him to stay put with Keenan Allen in the flex.
Yeah.
Bench Danny Woodhead.
Right.
Okay. He also asks us if we're still sure about starting Tony Romo over Jake Locker this week. Romo is facing a tough Saints team. Locker is facing Division I AA Jacksonville.
That's true, but, you know, don't neglect the caliber of the quarterbacks that we're talking about here. You know, Tony Romo is a top 10, maybe a top 7 quarterback in fantasy football. Jake Locker is bordering on top 16.
Here's the deal, Bill.
You start. Let's go playmaker by playmaker, Todd. All right? Tony Romo, who's his favorite number one target?
Dez.
All right. Who is Jake Locker's?
Kendall Wright.
Okay. And how about for tight end? Who do we got?
Jason
for Tony Romo. That's right. And who's lining up for Jake Locker?
I don't know. Frank Wycheck?
Delaney Walker.
Yeah, Delaney Walker.
Okay, so that's two for the Cowboys.
Yep.
How about the number three? Terrence Williams for the Cowboys?
Yep.
Give it to him?
Yep.
And who is the Titans' number three wide receiver, Nate Washington?
Yep.
Who are we giving the edge to?
Yep.
Do you want me to keep going?
No.
Okay.
Here's the deal for everyone out there. When you have a guy like Tony Romo, you start him every week.
You don't get cute by putting in Locker just because he's playing against a 1AA team.
I mean, if I'm playing – here's the deal. If I'm playing matchups, Bill, like with my quarterbacks, it's usually because my top guy's out or injured, and now I'm dealing with two backup guys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When I have a top 6, 7, 8 guy, which is what Romo is right now, I just plug him in every week.
Absolutely. You have to do it.
Yeah. You have to. So I'm not worried about it. And, you know, there's – Maybe, Bill, you and I are overplaying the Saints-Cowboys game, how high scoring it'll be, because we got to remember, the Saints' defense, up until a week or two ago, had been really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you just hear Saints-Cowboys. You remember back a couple of years ago? Remember the couple of years ago when they had that great game? I think it was around Christmas time. Was somebody undefeated? Saints might have been undefeated. I can't remember. Huge game. Do you remember that one? No? Crickets?
Saints-Cowboys?
Yeah. It was a December game. It was a Thursday night game, I think.
Yes, I do remember this game. Something was going on with the coaches at the time.
There was something about that game.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway, my point is, I think that in our minds, you just hear the word Saints and Cowboys. You know it's in a dome, basically, no matter where they're playing. And you're just thinking it's going to be a shootout. Maybe you and I are a little bit guilty of thinking it's going to be a little higher scoring than it might be.
No, we're not. It will be.
I just got to say that, you know, the Saints defense is better this year than it has been in a while.
I think that was the first time that Sean Payton went back to the Dallas Cowboys as the Saints coach. I think that's what it was.
Was that it?
I think so, yeah. Because I remember Jerry Jones just being in the headlines all week for that game. Not like he isn't anyway, but you know what I mean. That was quite a time. That was
last year. It was 34-31 in overtime.
Okay.
They played December 23rd. The year before that, no. Let's see, 2010. Did they play? I think it was like. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
I think it was 2010.
Nope.
Yeah.
Thursday night, November 25th, 30-27. Saints won.
Yeah, it's going to be high scoring.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we got.
We banged through all the emails. No photos of the girl that said she was cute and that's why we should help her in fantasy.
Well, if she forwarded it, you know how it works, guys, as Kevin filters all the emails first.
Oh, she just hit me up on Twitter, actually. She looks good.
Oh, there you go. See?
What are we looking at, Bill?
I can't go into my... I can't... check out my... Search my mentions on Twitter, at Bill Enright.
Give a look.
Yeah.
All right, and you know how you were asking me about how there has to be a better option than Jericho Cotri?
Yes.
So I got on my roster, I got him, I got D'Angelo Williams and Sproles, like I told you, for a flex. I'm looking on the waiver wire, and it is barren. It's Michael Floyd, Austin Pettis, Rod Streeter, Roy Helu, Ted Ginn, Leonard Hankerson, Rod... I mentioned Rod Streeter.
I like Michael Floyd more than Jericho Cotri.
Really?
Listen, Kev, I mean, you're going on last week. Cotri had a good game, but other than that, he's been crap.
All right, Bill, I'm picking him up right now.
Kev, Todd, you're with me, right?
Yep.
I'm picking him up.
Okay.
It's happening right now, instantly. And wait for it, wait for it. It's done. Now, if Jericho Cotchery catches 4 touchdowns this week, there's going to be hell to pay, Bill Enright.
No, there's not.
Hell to pay.
Nope.
By me, yes.
Nope.
I will give
nope.
you hell. Hell will rain down upon you like it does the kid I'm playing this week.
Kevin, you made that his team out to be like a superstar team. It really wasn't.
Whatever. I'm just angry.
Your team wasn't exactly...
Avi picked up the phone when I answered it, and he goes, "You sound angry today, bro." And I was like, "You're right. I'm fired up. It's a big week for me." Hey now, she's
is this
cute.
Like
a,
is this like one of your friends that you know you kind of is like a frenemy where he's
yeah, yeah.
your friend?
We're like archenemies. Yeah, yeah, bitter rivalry. It's been a bitter, ooh, bitter rivalry.
Okay.
And she's decent. She's good. She's working with something.
Fierce I think she's very cute. Very cute.
She's adorable.
I don't know if she's legal.
Any girl that listens that plays fantasy football and listens to us is an A plus in my book.
She says she has magic hair, so I could use some of that on my head. Maybe she can mail it in. That's Kevin Collins, 1 Patriot Place, Foxborough, Mass. 02035.
Oh, you're gonna get like anthrax on.
I want some hair. Just give me some hair. I'm desperate. And, right, and it looks like I'm gonna have a stroke looking at our background here on Twitter. So
Pats are on a. You are. I shouldn't have even sent you the link because you're like obsessed now. I'm trying to get
no,
done with
no,
the show
I'm
here. You're talking about
I'm trying
this
to
poor girl
X out so I don't stroke out over here.
All right, Pats are on a bye. Usually we save the last minute of the show to give our predictions, but since there's no Patriot predictions to give this week, what do you think we should do, gentlemen? Want to give our predictions for the Sunday night game? Saints and Cowboys?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't object to that.
All right,
go,
so let's
Kevin,
start them off.
Okay, I think the pundits say that there's going to be a lot of points. I think there'll be points, but not. I don't think each team will break 30, like some people are saying. I'm going to go with the Saints. This game's in New Orleans, correct, Bill?
That's correct.
I'm going to go with the Saints 31, the Cowboys 27.
31-27. Todd, what do you think?
Saints 27-21.
Ooh, even lower scoring.
37.
I like it. Todd, I think that you're onto something. This game could have an element of a lower scoring game.
No.
I think they could.
Saints win. It's going to be close. Last second field goal by Garrett Hartley, 34-31. Saints.
34-31.
Yeah.
So we all think it's going to be within a touchdown.
It damn well better be, and it better be a lot of points, too.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, so what do you say we wrap up today's show? Todd, final thoughts for the day.
Final thoughts for the day. Angry Boys. Must
check
watch
it out.
TV.
HBO. You'll like it. Check out HBO On Demand. They're actually coming out with a new season. It's called Jemay, I believe. I'm looking forward to that.
What?
Yeah, we'll get into that next week. I can't get into all of this now. We have
these
like 30
obscure
seconds.
HBO shows. Yeah,
real obscure on HBO. I mean, it's not like I'm talking about
nobody's
a show.
Heard of this thing.
It's not like I'm talking about a show on, like, I don't know, the IFC channel. Or some channel that no one knows about. It's on HBO. They have the commercials and the promotions for it before every one of their shows.
It's not like it's an NFL Network show, Todd. Nobody gets it.
NFL Network show. I'm looking at Rich Eisen right now.
Yeah, Michael Silver.
Remember those days
that
nobody got
understand.
NFL Network?
I don't understand that Michael Silver has a job on TV. He's
gonna,
terrible.
He's going to take care of those eyebrows.
Ian Rappaport is good, but Michael Silver just, oh, man. You know, it's one thing for me, who I know I have a face for radio and a voice for a newspaper, to be on radio. But it's another thing for a guy like Michael Silver to be on NFL Network when, you know, he just belongs back on Yahoo Sports.
I don't know how I'm feeling about that tie either.
Oh, man. He needs to get a what are they called? A stylist.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think that's a good way to end the show.
Yeah, we ended on a high note there for sure.
Absolutely.
Everyone Patriots. Listen to us watch the NFL Network.
No Patriots game this weekend, but Pats fans, remember, you're rooting for the Rams, the Chargers, and there was one other team that I
saw. Ravens.
The Ravens. That's correct. Thank you for listening to Football Nation, and best of luck in Week 10.
I'm the definition of half man, half drugs, ass to clubs. Bad boy, that's what's up.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.